In this bulletin, a warning: the coronavirus situation in Victoria could spread to the rest of the country as Melbourne goes back into lockdown. Prime Minister Scott Morrison to conduct a virtual meeting with his Japanese counterpart, and the future of the A-League to be determined today by New South Wales health officials. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. New South Wales has recorded another 13 COVID-19 cases, with 11 of them in hotel quarantine. Stage 3 restrictions in Melbourne are now in force for the next 6 weeks. Victoria is now isolated from the rest of the country, as South Australia joined New South Wales in closing its land border with the state, with similar restrictions stopping people from Melbourne visiting rural and regional Victoria. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has told the Seven Network Australians outside of Victoria should not think the situation will not affect them.
Right from the outset, we've said that any state, any territory at any time could have an outbreak. And I think it's very important that there's no hubris or view that one state is immune.
Already, 3 people have the coronavirus in the ACT after a visit to Melbourne. Queensland has moved to tighten restrictions on Victorians even further. Victorians will not be given the option to go into quarantine if they arrive in Queensland without a valid reason. They'll simply be turned away. The same goes for anyone who's been in Victoria within the previous 14 days. Queenslanders returning home from Victoria must quarantine in a hotel for 14 days at their own expense. Queensland's Health Minister Dr. Stephen Miles says the decision is warranted given the community transmission in Victoria.
Because of that escalating rate of cases in Victoria and because of the lag between that community transmission and the application of the New South Wales border, we are announcing today additional measures to ensure we keep Queensland safe.
Queensland recorded no fresh coronavirus infections today, but the state's chief health officer, Dr. Janet Young, expects that there will be fresh cases in the coming weeks. Overseas, Donald Trump's opponent in November's US presidential election is accusing him of not providing sufficient leadership through the coronavirus pandemic and the subsequent economic crisis. Democratic Party nominee Joe Biden says Mr. Trump has not changed anything despite a dramatic rise in virus cases across the United States. He says he's been told that if Mr. Trump had acted earlier, the death toll in the US from COVID-19 would have been cut by around one quarter.
The storm we're facing today is unlike any we've seen in our lifetimes. More than 130,000 people dead because of the coronavirus. Columbia School, Medical School is saying that there'd be, if he had acted several months earlier, just 1 week earlier, there'd be 36,000, I think it was, fewer people dead. He's not changed anything. This pandemic is still raging. It's going up.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison will discuss security and defence cooperation with his Japanese counterpart via video link this evening. Mr. Morrison was due to meet with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in January, but the trip was postponed due to last summer's bushfire crisis. Mr. Morrison and Mr. Abe are also expected to sign deals for cooperation between their space agencies and health efforts to combat the coronavirus. The United Nations says time is running out when it comes to bringing a peaceful end to the conflict in Libya. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has told the UN Security Council that foreign interference in the conflict has grown.
Time is not on our side in Libya. The conflict has entered a new phase, with foreign interference reaching unprecedented levels, including in the delivery of sophisticated equipment and the number of mercenaries involved in the fighting.
In football, New South Wales health officials will today determine the immediate future of the A-League. They'll determine whether the competition's 3 Victorian teams, Melbourne Victory, Melbourne City and Western United, will be granted an exemption and allowed to enter New South Wales without having to do 14 days of isolation on arrival. An attempt to beat border restrictions on Monday night failed when a chartered flight couldn't take off due to fog. The A-League is scheduled to resume on July the 16th with 27 games in 28 days to complete the regular season before the finals. The Professional Footballers Association says what players from Melbourne teams have had to endure this week is unacceptable. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 16. Mostly sunny in Adelaide, 16 degrees. Melbourne, similar conditions, 16. Hobart, mostly sunny, 13. Canberra, some fog and frost, 14 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 18. Also partly cloudy in Sydney, 17. Much the same for Newcastle, 19. Brisbane, showers and 21. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.